say I have a mini update that I only want to put in because of Tim.
What, for Stitch Fitch? Stitch Fix?
Stitch Fish?
If you want to put it in now, I'll add it as a blooper.
Fish sticks?
Fish sticks.
If you want to put it in now, that's what somebody said.
Dude, I'm not even wearing a bra, and I'm so itchy right now.
Oh, my God.
This is classic broadcasting right now.
Here we go.
Yeah, no, just my mini update for Tim is that my pants, like I returned my pants because they were too long, and then I got a new pair, but then they were too wide, and then I was still able to send them back, and they're going to send me a size smaller, and it's just riveting information that I know Tim will be so happy to learn.
So wait, if they were too long, why don't you just get them hemmed?
Because I don't want to spend money on pants that I'm already spending money to buy. So I would rather just they send me the right size. Like, not that they sent me the wrong size, but
you
they
could
just
tell that Amanda, you know. Amanda's short personness has had a whole different pant size experience throughout life.
No, nothing ever fits.
Shandy's.
Nothing. I cuff them, or I just, it's not that much.
But
it's
if
like
you have,
$15.
But if you have, right. But if you have the option between for the same price, having the pants that do fit you if they exist versus having pants that you have to take to get tailored, then I'll take the ones that do fit me. And I don't want to spend money.
You're tall girl entitlement.
Entitlement. I like that. I wish that this was a part of the episode so I could make it.
Well, then let's stop talking and let's actually start recording.
Vagina. Titties. Labia. Ovaries. Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the broadcast, episode 22, just for you, Tim. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. How's it going, ladies? Happy Thanksgiving, belated.
Oh, right. Yeah. Thanksgiving was a week ago.
Yeah.
I know.
Exactly.
It seems like forever ago at this point.
It does. It really does.
I
spent an hour of my Thanksgiving driving around to find an open urgent care. And then 2 hours in an urgent care with a sick baby. So.
Oh, baby boy.
Oh, he's
fine. What was wrong with him?
Tonsillitis. We thought it was strep, but just because his tonsils were like noticeably swollen, but the strep test was negative and it came back, you know, and they were like, all right, well, it's just tonsillitis. And we were like, great. We've had two sets of tubes. We've had adenoids removed. It looks like we're on strike one to get those tonsils out.
Oh,
hey, it's not that bad. And they say it's easier for kids.
Yeah, that's.
And then you get to have ice cream, right?
No, you're actually not at first. You can have popsicles, but you can't have
popsicles.
Ice cream because
okay.
The
worth it.
Yeah, like the milk and the cream like builds mucus, and mucus like is preventative to you know,
oh my god,
everything healing properly.
Yeah.
So common misconception. As someone who had their tonsils taken out, I said that in the doctor's office, and they're like, well, no.
Man, that's a major letdown.
That is a major letdown.
Yes.
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
I have my festive Christmas wine glass.
Oh, wow. That's
lovely.
That is fun. Yeah.
It is.
Did you paint that yourself?
I did not. I believe it was a gift from TJ Maxx.
Oh, that TJ. Such a nice lady.
Oh,
so thoughtful.
Oh, yes. Yes, she is. Good times. But if you're interested in this glass, if you go to my Instagram account, I have a picture of me watching Gilmore Girls, and the wine glass is in the forefront of the picture. So, or I could just take a picture if anybody wants and put it on the Facebook group. I suppose that works too. But anyways, yeah. Did you guys have good Thanksgivings though? Mine, don't get me wrong. I'm not like complaining or whatever about the urgent care thing. I mean, I sat there and I fake planned for 2 hours, a million trips on Groupon getaways. So it was really fun. and there was an excuse for Zach to watch TV and get ignored by his parents. So it was great. No. My Thanksgiving was awesome otherwise. But did you guys have a good holiday?
Yeah. Pretty calm. I was in Connecticut with my family. So we had kind of a chill Thanksgiving. And it's always nice to be home for like a little bit of time because I'm able to like see a lot of people. And my town has this really cute Christmas parade the Saturday after Thanksgiving for the tree lighting. So like everyone kind of marches down the street. My parents live on like the main drag leading towards the center of town. So the parade goes right by our house. So like we have people over and it's like super like small town, like every fire truck in the fleet comes out, the tractors, like the local, what is it called? Flower shop donates all their tractors, like different town clubs, the fife and drum corps comes down the street playing.
So essentially you live in Jars Hollow.
Right. kind
of. Because you do live in Connecticut.
Yeah. It has a Jars Hollow feel to it. A little saltier, but yeah, it's not too far off.
Well, nice. Cute. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Guys, Shandy, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was fun. I got to see my nephew, my oldest nephew, and my oldest brother also, and his wife and his in-laws, which I feel like are like my in-laws too. Like, what are the in-laws of your in-law? I don't know. Anyway, feels like family.
They're family.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If it feels like family, then that's all that matters.
Yes. So that was good. We actually had two turkeys. And I know that over on the Married Men show, Tim especially just kind of shit all on turkey. Not literally, but that wouldn't necessarily surprise me. He was saying that turkey is totally overrated because it's super dry. And I mean, it depends on how you cook it, but I will say that
I think if you don't cook it right, it's dry.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Yes, that is a great and very underrated. That's what she said, but so perfect.
And so important. Tim needs to learn that.
Mm-hmm. It's all about how you baste it.
If it's dry, you're not doing it right.
Exactly. Well, and so one of our two turkeys was smoked.
You got to spit on it a little bit.
Shit.
I mean, it's true, but it's always so gross.
Oh, spitting's the grossest thing in the
It really world. Is, no matter man. What.
Are you painting your nails?
I am painting my nails. I have a Christmas party tomorrow night, okay? I don't know when the hell I'm going to get to paint them other than right now.
Hope you don't smudge them. You got to be careful.
I know. That's why.
Anyway.
I only poured one glass of wine so I could paint my nails straight.
Fair. Okay, so smoked turkey, go.
Smoked turkey, fucking delicious. It was so not dry and just very, very good. Nice. But yeah, so it was fun.
Do you do gravy with smoked turkey or do you do like what?
Mm. Yes, but like a not like a thick gravy. You know, like a more watery gravy, I guess. I don't
like a jus.
You know what I mean? Like yes, exactly. Yeah.
And I just smudged my nails. You jinxed me.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
Sorry.
So smoked turkey. Sorry. Gravy. All the gravy.
Yeah. Smoked turkey. Good gravy. Mashed potatoes. Just, yeah, really good food. Oh, my God. There were like, okay, there were 8 of us at the meal. And my mother-in-law, who's not my mother-in-law, who's my brother's mother-in-law, made 6 pies.
Everyone got their own pie.
Right. It was amazing.
That's my kind of Thanksgiving. Everyone gets their own pie. Yes.
That is amazing.
It was wonderful.
What kind of pie are we talking about?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what kind of pie?
Okay, so there are various food allergies, so I think that was part of it. But there was a pumpkin pie. And there was also a pumpkin chocolate chip pie, which is the best thing in the entire world.
Oh, I don't know. Stop with that. Oh,
that,
man.
Yeah. I didn't even know that existed.
Everything ever. Well, yeah. She didn't really know either. She just decided, like, hey, I'm going to add some chocolate chips. It was
because everything's
so,
better
so
with chocolate awesome. Chips.
That is
exactly.
true.
Exactly. Yeah.
Truth.
So yeah, definitely do that. I think next time, like, not that I make pie, but if I did, I would make a chocolate chip pumpkin pie. There was an apple pie. There was, some sort of berry. I can't remember what kind, but you know, it's like one of those, you know, there's like all these weird berries in California that are like some sort of like, you know, hybrids manufactured where, you know, like, you guys know what I'm talking about? I don't know. They probably exist. They probably also exist in other parts of the country, but just in Montana, they don't. So for me, it's like, what is that?
What is this strange fruit? Yes.
But tastes good. Let's see. So that's four of... Oh, there was a pecan pie. Mm. And God, something else. I can't remember. But anyway, six pies. It was awesome. Super wonderful. We had pies for days.
Nice. So wait, so do you call it pecan pie or pecan pie?
Pecan?
Yeah. See, here's the funny thing. Pecan is the name of the nut.
Right.
But I always call it pecan pie.
Huh.
Yeah. I think I
so
do
too. So if it's just the nut by itself, I call
pecan
it pecan pie.
Pecan
pie. Yeah.
Maybe it's just like
it, it flows better.
Oregon versus
it sounds
Oregon.
Like a sentence. No. I don't know. I mean, oh, that's adorable.
Cute things just happened on screen, guys. Yeah.
They just came home.
Amanda got a little kiss on the cheek, hello, or forehead, and then it was all adorable. Just saying. Yeah.
Way
better than seeing Nick in his underwear on a video, I gotta say.
Oh, have you watched the video?
Oh, I haven't watched the video yet. What is wrong with me?
It's at the hour 17 mark from what I understand.
Hour 17. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Hour 17 and like 32 seconds, but like whatever.
Yeah, who's counting? No.
I just happen to know that information.
Actually, I started a new class on Monday, so I've been like super fucking busy. But I'm going to actually write this down so I don't forget.
Well, Tim was on Survivor with Jay Jack and Colleen last night, and he actually gave out the timestamp. That's the only reason why I remember.
So, okay, well, I have it written down. That's what I'll be doing after.
Awesome.
I mean, that sounds really creepy. Anyway, go and check it out. It's in...
Pecan pie, Nick in his underwear.
I am decidedly southern.
This is a good segue. All right, so we're talking about this Married Man video, and that's from the Married Man show that was recorded this past week, and I think the title is "Apologies, Mr. Mandy." And Tim, because Nick is in his underwear, Tim posted the Google Hangout video of it in the patrons group, which is a good segue to talk about the Patreon real quick.
Nice.
We are a part of the Jane Jack Network, as everybody knows by this point. We have a Patreon through them, and it helps keep the lights on and pay for all this shit like squatty potties and stuff that we've been joking about for the last like 6 months that we've been doing this. So if you want to become a patron, I feel like I've gotten worse at this today. If you are interested in becoming a patron and supporting us, it would really help. We just crossed the $1,000 mark on Thanksgiving. Yay! And that means that there is going to be a live Married Man and broadcast show for everybody to watch. So if you, and we're not going to do it till January just because everybody's schedules are crazy. If you are a current patron, thank you so much for your contributions that helped get us to that. Please do not edit your pledge lower until after the live show is done. Please. So we can stay above that level for a little while. But thank you all. If you'd like to consider becoming a patron, I know that it's the holiday season and this is the season where it sucks to be like, will you donate some money towards us? But if you would like to contribute, you can go to patreon.com/JaneJack or JaneJack.com. And on the upper right hand corner, there's a giant red text button thingy that says become a patron, and you can do that there too. So thank you all, and we'll now return to our regularly scheduled program.
Yay.
So what was our regularly scheduled program? Because I feel like Nick in his underwear derailed everything.
Again, is that another "that's what she said"? Because it kind of feels like it is.
Okay.
Was there a sink involved?
Is there a sink involved?
There might be a sink involved. Also, in the Patreon group, if you're a patron and aren't in the Facebook group, we are doing a patron Secret Santa. So send me a message before Sunday and we can sign you up, because we're going to, I think, choose names on Sunday out of the internet's hat. So, you know, please let me know. You can find me in a variety of ways. There's no secret on how to find me over the internet. So please hit me up. I'm trying to think. Oh, we have our champagne brunch.
Right.
Yay! We only made that till the end. But if somebody doesn't get to the end of listening to this show before we do it, let's talk about that now.
Right. So today is Thursday. So our champagne brunch is this coming Saturday.
Saturday the 3rd at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Saturday the 3rd.
Yes.
Yeah.
All are invited. Chicks, yep. Dicks, and everywhere in between. So bring your cats, please.
Bring your cats.
Yeah.
Bring your dogs.
Bring your dogs. Because we always have cats on the show. All are welcome.
Yeah.
I think we're going to try to talk a little bit about Gilmore Girls on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, yes. There's a lot of opinions on the internet right now. And the more I talk about it, the more my opinion goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So I would love to have an interesting little discussion about that. Amongst anything else that you guys want to talk about, we will set up a live link and share it everywhere. I guess by the time you're listening to this, we'll have that out there. So yeah, it should be fun.
Yay. So wait, so then should we come up with, should people hashtag us I'm with hers if they want to ask us a question?
Yes. So you can, yes. I'll create a thread on the Facebook group, but if you're doing it through Twitter, you can do the hashtag I'm with hers and we'll just follow that and answer questions that way too. Or you can send in through the email too if you can't do it, watch it live. And that's, I'm just going to do email for the live thing because it's just easier. And that would be thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. Yes. Oh my God. It'll be so much fun to do that. So that's exciting. Maybe we'll see if we can have guests or something. I have to figure out how that works. But we'll send out the link. And also we're going to try to get the link set up for jandjack.com/live. So if you can't find the link, the direct link anywhere, go to that and that will redirect to the YouTube page where we're going to do the hangouts. So note to self, ask Rob as soon as we're done recording. So when you guys actually go to that page, it exists.
There will be something there. Note to self, don't make yourself a liar.
Yeah, please. Because, I'm pretty sure they announced that link for the Westworld live show that they're doing after the finale on Thursday. And I don't have the link up, so oops. But it's going to be up. It's going to be up right after this show. Ha ha ha. That's what she said.
If she's lucky.
If she's lucky. Or I just made a note. Ask Rob for link. That's going to happen, guys. All right. But yeah, Secret Santa, champagne brunch, Thanksgiving. I'm checking off all the things I was going to talk about.
Gilmore Girls.
Oh, I have a story. So yesterday I decided to go swimming for the first time in 4 or 5 years, right? And I used to go swimming all the time after work, 2 or 3 days a week. And I was trying to fit it in on my lunch break because I don't have the time to go after work and work out anymore because, you know, Zach. So I get there and I've got all the time planned out, you know, I'm going to it takes this long to get there and then this long to change and this long to swim and this long to shower and I could totally be back in time. And I got there and I realized I didn't bring a towel.
Oh,
I was shit. Well, they have towels there that they give to the sweaty people that, I'll just take one of those. So I asked, I'm going to use the lap pool. Is there any towels? And they're we're out of towels. So I was shit. So I ended up using the t-shirt I was wearing as a towel. Like, I went directly from the pool straight into the shower. Like, I had brought like a little plastic bag with like my hairbrush and my shampoo and everything. And, you know, went right into the shower. And then I ended up, for the first time in my entire life, I had to be naked in a locker room in front of people.
How did it feel?
For the first time ever. I used to shower and do stuff in that locker room all the time, but I always had a towel. And if I needed to get naked, it would be like, you know, kind of balance the towel still as I pulled the shirt down or something. But yeah.
Like a boob here, a boob there.
Yeah, boob here, a boob there. Side boob usually. Yeah, first time ever. And I have to say, I kind of was like, I was in such a rush because it took so long to dry off with the one little t-shirt I was using that I was just like, I don't fucking care. I got to get out of here. I hope I'm not offending anybody.
So, the locker room.
Yeah, I know, but still.
I'm sure you were not offending anyone.
Well, luckily there was only a couple of people that saw me and they politely turned away. So, and I noticed that.
Isn't that funny? Like when guys imagine what goes on in a girl's locker room versus what actually happens in a girl's locker room.
Everybody turns away very politely.
But yeah, I don't know. I could give zero fucks. Like I will, not like I'll prance around, but like,
I don't know. You know, it's funny. I didn't really have a problem being boobs out. I had a problem being stomach and vag out. Like I felt very protective.
Stomach
and vag out. Yes, I did. Because I was like, well, nobody's really going to look at like my vagina there because, you know, why, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. And I was like, I don't know if they're going to look at my boobs so much, but I felt like everybody in there was going to like give me the look up and down and be like, now how much do you work out? So I don't know. I got very self-conscious about that, but it was weird like being, you know, not dressed in a locker room because I was a little bit like I didn't think anybody was gonna look at me, but I don't know. I had a big girl adulting moment yesterday, and by adulting I mean like you always hear it's always the senior citizens that are naked in the locker room. So I had like a senior adulting moment. Take that, Rory Gilmore. Okay, this is what 32 really looks like.
Oh God.
Oh, save it for Saturday.
We'll get there
save
on Saturday.
Yep. Still got an episode and a half to get through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
anyway. I should have taken notes though.
I took notes. Oh. I in my blog, I just opened up the WordPress and took notes and like saved them. I guess I could have used Google Docs, but I for some reason didn't. So but
well,
yeah.
I guess my notes are what I texted you guys in the Facebook thread. Mm-hmm.
I may have two tweets out there about it.
Ooh. I will have to go check. So,
yeah.
But
spoiler alert, one is about how I feel about Rory. And I'll stop there. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Save it for Saturday.
Yes.
Save it for Saturday.
All right.
One is how I feel about Paris. Also,
I love Paris. She made me laugh.
I actually do too.
She's fucking hot as shit.
She looks great.
What happened?
She is. She aged
that
the best.
That short haircut. Like,
she looks great.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I almost didn't recognize her.
She's on How to Get Away with Murder. So I recognized her from that, like when she was on that. And I watched the first like three episodes. But yeah, she's fucking hot as shit. You are right.
Yeah.
I'd hit that.
Mm-hmm.
Even her as Paris, I'd hit. Probably her as Paris more.
Yeah,
that would be intense.
I would climb the stairs.
I would climb the stairs.
I would climb the stairs.
Oh my God. Yeah, Doyle. Well, we'll get there. Does anybody have anything else? Otherwise, I think we've got a bunch of feedback.
Oh, I have a good story.
Please do.
So, Shandy, guess what I'm drinking?
Oh, I see a wine glass.
Yeah. So earlier this week, I was wandering through my neighborhood liquor store here in Brooklyn. And what do my eyes behold but a Beaujolais Nouveau? Did I say it right?
Yes, beautiful, beautiful French.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah. And before I was like, well, maybe this is the thing, or maybe I'm about to waste my money on crap, but I bought it.
And hopefully it's not crap.
Yeah. And I immediately sent you a picture of it. And I was like, is this the stuff?
Yeah.
It was.
Awesome. And I have to say, I like it.
Nice.
It's way better than Yellowtail.
Which isn't hard to do, to be fair.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot fruitier than I was expecting. I was expecting it to be like a sort of drier wine, and it's definitely not quite sweet, but it definitely is fruitier. But yeah, nice. No, I like it.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Good times.
Tis the season.
I actually on Survivor season. With Jay, Jack, and Colleen mm-hmm. last night told the story of when we put the Yellowtail in the freezer and it exploded.
Oh, yeah. And then we proceeded to eat it like a sushi.
Yes, and it was amazing.
All right. Minor
glass cuts.
Yeah, I may have swallowed glass and then recorded a Metro right. bus. It's a good time.
Yeah, getting glass cuts in your throat is not okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have pictures of it somewhere. I'll take them up.
I think I absolutely have pictures as well because it was so...
Well, whichever one of us finds it, we should post it in the patrons group. I think it would be pretty entertaining.
Okay, sounds good. Awesome. Hey, I have a question for our listeners. Has anybody out there done the Beachbody 3-day refresh cleanse thingy? Because Jay and I bought it yesterday because it was on sale. And we decided that we're going to do it for 3 days before the holiday the Google holiday party. Because it's
great. So you both get trashed off of like the sniff of an alcohol.
Hey, we're taking an Uber.
Just mom and dad's night out.
Woo! Just saying, we are Ubering. But I don't know. I was just wondering if anybody had done it because it looks kind of scary, and I've never done anything like that. But I was inspired because I saw our friend Megan on Instagram said she was doing a juice cleanse, and I was like, well, Megan knows what's up. And then
Megan's also really healthy and a yoga instructor.
That's
and
very true.
A vegan, and she's kind of working off a different plane than the rest of us are.
That's very true. But $130 later, I was like, I guess I'm really doing this cleanse thing.
That's actually not bad.
Well, it was for two
I did
of
a
us,
juice
yeah.
cleanse. I did a juice cleanse, and it was way more than that.
How? Well,
and I did a Groupon for it.
Well, what was it, and how did it work? Please tell me.
It was. It was like a local, like New York company. They're like down in the East Village. And I did it two years ago because it was part of my 30 under 30 list.
Yeah.
I had a list of like things I wanted to do by the time I turned 30. And that was one of them. It kind of sucked. Not going to lie. I really hated it.
Okay.
But I also did 2 days. They really say like the first 2 days are the hardest and then it gets easier. So maybe if I had stuck with it,
it
wouldn't have been so bad. But the first 2 days, it was brutal.
That was what I read. That if you can get past day two, it's not that bad. But it's only 3 days. And it's like Shakeology, which I love Shakeology. So...
Wait, so this is not a workout that you guys got? This is a juice cleanse?
No, it's like a smoothie cleanse.
I'm very really dubious juice. Of any sort of cleanse, but
I don't know. Yeah.
It's not right. It's not juice. Like, are you familiar with like
it's what? Powder.
Yeah, it's but like you make it into like you're a putting smoothie.
You're putting all these chemicals into your body. Like, I think at least a juice cleanse, it's like all cold pressed, like
no,
juices.
But I mean, we need food.
You can eat on this, but you can only eat like fruits and vegetables and like, you know, rabbit kind of food. Whatever, okay?
Sorry.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of this.
I saw Megan was doing one and decided I was inspired.
Yeah, but hers were all like legit juices, like... And I think she did kind of like what her thing, she did look like it was kind of similar to what I did. Although mine was it was two drinks and you alternated.
It
was like a green juice and you'd alternate that with like a lemon juice.
I've done Shakeology before. I really liked it because I really do genuinely like smoothies. Like I like making them and drinking them. So, and I used to put blueberries, raspberries, peanut butter, spinach or kale, whichever I had. And almond milk.
See, as like something that you drink like as a snack, that sounds great. But like,
no, that's what the cleanse is, though.
You also need like real food.
Well,
your body.
I'm still on like the peanut butter with the kale.
Oh yeah, I'm not really sold on.
Oh,
that's a lot of weird things. You're kind of.
It's like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You can't taste the greens when they're blended in.
Okay, but see, that's the thing. Like, if you're gonna eat peanut butter, like, why not eat it on solid food, like a banana or like bread?
Bananas have a lot of sugar, first of all, and
natural sugar. It's a fruit.
Well, when I was pregnant, my OBGYN told me to stop eating so many bananas because it was gonna make Zach big and get my blood sugar up. I swear to God.
That's true. That at a certain point, while it's the natural sugar is better for you, sugar is still sugar.
Regardless, I was just wondering if anybody out there had any experience that could tell me that it's not that bad. Because everything that I did read online was like, day two really sucks, but if you get through that, you can make it through day three. And I was like, of course you can make it through day three. By the time you wake up, you've got like 12 hours left of this cleanse. Of course.
So. Yeah, no, I couldn't even make it through day two. I had a giant Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Like 9 o'clock. So actually, this is a great story. So the end of day two, I went with our friend Julia and our other friend Megan, a different Megan. We went to, what's it called? What's that big cemetery in Brooklyn? I guess it doesn't matter if you don't live in Brooklyn. It's like, no, it's not Green Lawn. It's something like that. But anyway, it's this big, beautiful, historic cemetery, and they were doing a performance of Our Town in the cemetery.
What?
Yeah, sounds... Yeah, in concept, it was really cool. It was a really bad production, like really terrible acting.
It's Greenwood, really sorry.
Cool. It's all these... Greenwood, yes, thank you.
I was close. Green Lawn's a town.
It's like, yeah, because they have all these big, beautiful, like mausoleums and, you know, obelisks and whatever, and they did the play around that. But that was the end of day two of my juice cleanse. So I'm sitting there in a cemetery as the sun's going down watching this terrible performance, and I'm just like, I just want food. I just want to eat something. This is terrible. And as soon as we were done, there was one of those double Dunkin' Donuts, Haagen-Dazs, Carvel, whatever, and I got like a big chocolate ice cream in a waffle cone, and it was just the best ice cream I'd ever had in my life.
That's amazing.
So I didn't even make it a full two days, but I think you'll be more successful because you'll have a partner in crime.
Yes.
It was just me. So, and I was hanging out with Julia, and Julia is like,
Julia's
a
bad influence.
She's a bad influence when it comes to dessert. Yeah, so good luck with that juice cleanse, guys. Report back.
Well, it's gonna be after we record our last episode, so for the year. So I'll let you guys know. Well, I'll probably tell you on Facebook, but still.
It's only 3 days.
I know. How many
calories do you eat per day on this thing?
I don't know, Shandy. That's more than I looked into. I think it's supposed to bring you back to like reset you to have like healthier things, like, you know, not processed sugar kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then do you have like I know a lot of juice cleanses, like you drink the juice and then there's like a certain amount of like vitamins you have to take like to supplement it. Like, is that the case with that, or is it just
I don't know. They're sending me all this stuff.
Oh, I thought you had received it already.
No.
You were very unclear with the details.
No,
here.
I ordered it on the internets yesterday.
No.
I actually ordered it twice by accident. I had to call them and have them cancel one of the orders. I was a hot mess.
Like, I don't want all the juice cleanses. Take two of them back. I only want two.
Yeah, I just want the two. Because, you know, $280, way too much. $140, yeah. Also way too much. Yeah. But
$140 for juice?
It wasn't juice. It's smoothies, goddammit.
Okay.
Whatever. Right. Whatever. Did I tell you guys about Zach this morning? Like what he did with the potty? Because I kind of told you guys about the pull-up diapers.
Did he wear it like a hat?
No,
I don't know.
I wish. So we have this thing with Zach because he runs into the bedroom by whatever time it is. And we have this thing where we can't, you know, we're going to stay in bed till 7. We'll go downstairs at 7. And he woke up at 6:30 and it was like, Zach, it's the middle of the... Jay was out of town yesterday. It was just me and Zach. I was like, Zach, it's the middle of the night still. We are not getting up until 7. And he kind of laid there. And then at like 6:40, he was doing the, I love you, mommy, downstairs, downstairs, downstairs. And I was like, we're not going downstairs. Bottle downstairs. No, Zachy, we're not going downstairs. Then at 6:50, he goes, I made poopies, mommy. And I was like, I was like, no, you didn't. And he was like, I have to make poopies. Change, pull up diaper. And he is obsessed with pull up diapers because he's in a classroom now. He just moved up last month and they're all older than him. So they're all in pull ups and potty training and stuff. And at school, they take him to sit on the potty. And, you know, he never makes on there, but at home, he has no interest. He's like scared of it. He hates it, whatever. And I had made a deal with him, like, you can do the pull-up diapers, because he was asking for them. I was like, you can do the pull-up diapers, but you have to sit on the potty before you get the diaper change. So 6:50, he figured out that he was like, need potty, need change diaper. And I was like, do you really need to make poopies? And he was like, Zachy has to make poopies, because he talks in the same third person still. So I was like, fine, fuck you, kid. It's not 7 yet, but fine. So we get up, and it's just me and him, and I put him on the potty, and he sits there for 5 seconds and goes, all done, downstairs now? Bottle?
Kid's too smart. He's too smart.
Too smart. Figured out how to get me out of bed before 7, how to beat the system, how to get a new diaper, because that's all he wanted was to wear the pull-up, and we were downstairs before 7. It's like, I am in for it. But, all right. Sorry. I talk too much. We have a whole bunch of feedback. Do we want to do that?
Sure.
Sounds good.
All right. Or does anybody have anything else since I was talking so much?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So who wants to start with the Facebook feedback?
Yes, I can start. Zachary in the Facebook group had a couple of comments on our episode.
Zachary's a new listener from the tribe. Welcome.
Yay. Yes. Oh, sweet.
Oh, great. Yeah. I'd like to clarify that my story was told about my son, Zachary, not this Zachary. But if this Zachary has to use the potty, I can help you too, kind of. Or you've got a mom for that.
All right. So Zachary asks for the drinking game, will that apply to every episode here on it? For the drinking game, for Amanda's drinking game, does that apply to every episode here on in?
Sure.
Yes, I would say for listeners, definitely. For us?
No, we're not going to play. We're not going to play every game, every time we record. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Things got silly by the end of the last episode. And he has a new joke from the game in the episode, which is hashtag fuck the gay in. It's like the opposite of praying the gay away.
I'm pretty sure that I said that about when you chose Pence over Trump.
let's not remember that. But
yeah, that was pretty actually terrible.
I will say, Colleen, that wonderful game that you created, they also did it over on the Married Men show.
I heard.
And it was a pretty fun listen. So yeah, if any listeners haven't listened to that episode, there was some like callbacks to our show and the wonderful game that Colleen put together, and some really uncomfortable questions as well.
Yes.
Yep.
Like more uncomfortable than the Trump or Pence, if you can.
That's true.
It.
Yeah. In comparison, you went pretty easy on us.
Yes.
And for that, I am thankful.
That's what she said. And that was Tim. He created 18 of the 20 questions. And you heard 19 of the 20 of them, so that he actually created, but two of them got removed. One got edited out and replaced.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, Colleen, can you lean back again? Is Steven Seagal on your shirt?
Oh, no. It's from Comic-Con. It's Gotham. So it's Benjamin, the dude from the OC.
Right.
Flash.
Oh yeah, that's totally
Stephen Amell as Arrow and Constantine. I really liked Constantine. I was sad when that got canceled. That's what's on my shirt. I'm rocking the nerdy geekery on my shirt.
Nice. Well, that was way better than what I thought it was. So we was the hairline. It looked
much like my shitty bangs right now that I can't stop looking at.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
No matter what I say.
No matter what they say, words can't bring you down.
No. Caroline, I nominate Shandy.
Yes. And at the end of this, I have that this was followed by a long and hilarious conversation about this very topic. So I am going to read the beginning of what Caroline had to say. But again, we kind of went back and forth on this. So if you're interested in participating, if you want to weigh in, definitely go to the Facebook group. So Caroline said, about that choice of whether you'd rather for the rest of your life be able to pee in no place other than a sink or be able to get fucked in no place other than a sink, when you consider the public restroom issue, doesn't that choice become a no-brainer? I mean, would you want to be in a multi-stall, multi-sink restroom using the sink when another woman walks in? Talk about embarrassing.
So much thought went into this. This is the best.
I know. And what about that sink in the cheaply constructed restaurant that rips off the wall because it can't support your weight? That happening a few times could get costly. Not if you run. I'm not saying that getting fucked in a sink ranks high on my fantasy list, but the logistical problems with being restricted to only being able to pee in a sink seem to rule that option out. On the other hand, if the only place you can pee is in a sink, you would never have to worry again about peeing in your panties when you laugh, cough, sneeze, etc.
That's a very good true. Point.
Yes. But I, you know what, Caroline, I am just still going to disagree. And I see all of your points and they're all very valid, but I just need more options for the fucking. Because that's like, I guess on my list of like priorities, like the peeing, I guess I'll just make it happen. And I'll just get over it because it's worth it for the sex.
Fair enough. Okay. This whole conversation that followed was amazing between the two of you. Like, Caroline, she thought this shit through. And I was
basically, but I just want to have options for sex. And she was like, okay, but did you think about this, 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 and this? What about this? And, but I just want to have sex. This, yeah. This, this, this.
I did not.
Oh, good times, good times.
Yeah.
JP, and did he ever follow up about this? Because
no, he didn't.
No.
This is literally
we
like
need to know.
The biggest cock tease of all the feedback we've ever gotten. So last week, JP emailed that somebody that he had gone on a date with was now working at his company, and it was kind of awkward or whatever because he didn't know like how to be like, "Hey, sorry that we didn't ever call each other back." And he said, "One thing I forgot about my email. One thing about my email you forgot to mention." Maybe my coworker listens to the broadcast that will help us, that will help through the awkward minute we both experience. Well, does she listen to the broadcast? Did you ask her? I think that you should.
Yeah, that'd also be a good way to break the ice.
Recommend it.
Sorry, I never called you, but do you listen to the broadcast?
I think you should. You should actually listen to this very specific episode. It's very funny. There's a drinking game. Oh, yeah. And I have an email about somebody.
About you. Yeah.
Really good. Is
that
going to
make it awkward?
You look well.
You look well. Peaky dubs. that would be amazing. And then Dennis pointed out that we hit 1,000. Yay! That's for the Patreon. So that was very exciting. So thank you
again.
That
was very exciting.
All right.
So emails.
Hi, ladies. I finally downloaded your podcast after hearing about it through Jay and Jack, and I absolutely love it. I have a question.
Yay!
That I hope isn't too forward, but maybe you can help me with. I'm one of those people who can never seem to find underwear that fits right or is comfortable throughout the whole day. And I feel like I've tried everything. So I was hoping the three of you could give any suggestions since you all seem to be pretty fashion conscious. What are some of your favorite brands and styles that you'd recommend? I'm always searching, but I feel like I haven't found the right match yet. What do you all prefer? If I could guess, I would guess Colleen thongs, Amanda boy shorts, and Shandy hipsters. How did I do? I'm a mom that pees her pants, so I'm kind of like at that old lady level. I'm at the whatever you get at Macy's out of the pack. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I also love that, like, we've talked about this a bunch before of how you've been known to pee yourself at, you know, the mere mention of a joke.
Well,
so, yeah, phones don't seem like they'd be all that economical for you.
To be fair, Sarah's only listened. She needs to go back and listen to our very first episode so she can get the context for all of the peeing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, clearly she thinks you're the sexy one. So.
What are you talking about? I am the sexy one.
True.
I remember when I read this email when it came in, because I was like walking down the street and happened to check the broadcast email, and it made me laugh out loud I was walking like by myself.
Yeah. I also loved it. I read it out loud to Jay. Yeah. I read it out loud to Jay when we got it. I was like, oh my God, somebody wants to know about my underwear. I've made it.
Yes. And Sarah, good job for me. Actually, I didn't know that's what they were called, but I Googled them and I was like, oh, yeah, that actually is like kind of like most of the underwear that I wear. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, no, she missed me. I do own boy shorts, but they're not my favorite because I'm kind of hippie. So, like, I don't like, I'm more of a like low rise bikini kind of gal.
Mm.
I really like Gap Body when they do like their five for whatever. Sale. I tend to do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm an old now. I don't need to wear sexy underwear anymore. I'd rather keep the girls nice and ventilated. The girls,
The one girl, the main one.
The main girl. Yes. I like to keep her ventilated, you know.
Underwear is like my most favorite thing.
You gotta air it out.
You gotta air it out.
Like, okay. I'm a big fan of. It might sound cliche, but I'm actually a really big fan of Victoria's Secret underwear.
I am too, actually, because they fit me right. And I feel like the way I can only wear Express jeans because they fit me right, I can only wear Victoria's Secret and some random shit that I get from Kohl's from time to time that's seamless. Nice. And I can't remember what it's called, but I really like them as well.
Yeah, I used to do just Victoria's Secret underwear, but I've noticed, like, over the past couple of years, the Gap stuff has kind of usurped. Because it's like, Victoria's Secret is so expensive. I really only buy their stuff during, like, semi-annual sales. Their bras, however, like, that's... I have one style of their bra. And
the Demi, right?
That's all I buy.
We've talked about this, right? The Demi. We've I love Demi, too. I do. I love the Demi.
They discontinued my brand to find a new one.
I actually went to Victoria's Secret the other day and they were having a sale. I think it was on Sunday actually so it was probably like a Thanksgiving sale or a Black Friday sale or whatever, like an extended weekend, whatever. And I got another bralette and it was on sale for $10.
Wow. That's amazing.
No big deal. It was awesome. And I'm, of course, you know, a matching pair of underwear to go with it because I fucking love underwear, but, hopefully, I don't know, Sarah, if you've tried Victoria's Secret, check it out. I have not ever tried Gap underwear. So I'm going to go check that out.
I am too, actually.
Body. I like it. I like it a lot.
I just texted Jay, can you please go get me a pair of my underwear so I can check the style? So we'll see, to be continued, how that plays out. But I generally get whatever is from the 5 for $25 as well.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's a question.
But I do like thongs too. I do have a lot of like skinny jeans and I will wear thongs with those. So she was half right.
How tight are your skinny jeans that you need to wear a thong with them?
I got a big butt.
You don't have to. It's just a choice.
You got a big butt.
I wear thongs when they are like necessary for the outfit.
Yeah,
I guess not really so much in jeans, but like definitely like some certain like dresses or skirts. But I will say I think thongs are the least sexy of all the underwear options. So
yeah,
it's definitely not my go-to.
Yeah, I agree. They just kind of sit unused for the most part.
Yeah.
But here is a question. Do you match your underwear to your bras?
I mean, I have a matching pair of underwear for each bra, but I have way more underwear than I do bras. So, like, typically, no. Like, on, like, if I'm expecting it to be a special day, then maybe, you know, but like mostly yep. No.
Yeah. No, same. They never match.
Yeah. If I had as many bras as I have pairs of underwear, damn, that would be kind of amazing. But like bras are so much more expensive.
I know. I should have more. I really don't have enough.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I wear them too much for, yeah. Good. How about you, Call?
Bras?
Yeah, do they match? Do you wear matching sets?
No.
You got, I like how you kind of answered that. Right. Like, I would imagine like an old lady would answer. Why are you even asking
are
me that?
You?
Yeah. I don't understand why you're even asking me that. Why do you want to know? Why do you want to know about Lady and her bellness?
No, because my boobs are all over the place size-wise since Zach was born. So I just wear what doesn't have like weird lines that show underneath. That's like all Amen. I can hope for in life. All right. Well, my bra bitch is. I'm sorry, my bra bitch. My underwear bitch is gonna go get a pair of underwear from my draw, and I've given specific
from where
my where is he gonna my draw. And I've given specific instructions
Are you feeling like you want to do some artwork? Is that what you're saying? You're feeling a little artistic?
Shut up. My drawer where I keep my underwear.
For anyone who's playing the drinking game, that's yes. about three drinks yes. right there. Have at it.
Also, I'm curious as to like what's going through Jay's mind right now when he gets a text from his wife who's podcasting to go and grab a pair of underwear.
Yeah, because I literally said, can you do me a favor? Sure, I need underwear. Can you come up here? No, I didn't piss myself. It's for the show. Pretty please? ? Okay. Oh, hey. No, not that underwear. Can you get me, you know, like it's like purple with yellow lace on it, or maybe it's yellow with purple lace. I need that.
This is very important.
This is very important. Yes, that. Can I see that real quick? Thank you. Underwear. Okay. It's so cute, though. Oh my god, just like Nick, I'm showing my underwear on
that's
there
exactly
now.
What I was gonna say. Oh, hey, yeah, that's like those look, similar, yeah, similar style.
Those look like for those hips. Are those
cheeky?
Those look like, yeah. Cheekies. Oh, that's
cheeky.
True. I do like those too.
Culotte. Yeah. Culotte conqueen.
Conqueen. Culotte?
Culotte?
Ah, culotte coquine.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, it's coquine. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Culotte is a pair of underwear, and coquine is like a playful and a like sexy, like okay. You describe a woman as being coquine. She like, you know.
Well, these are cheeky.
Yeah.
They're cute. I like them.
I think they're cute. Although, yeah. That's why I bought them.
Mm.
Yeah. 5 for $25, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. As we spent 15 minutes talking about underwear. Does anybody want to read Ben's email?
Have it up.
That's what she said. Go for it.
She said.
Okay, so Ben writes in, hi, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. Loving this new show alongside the Married Man podcast. I have a problem that I'm hoping I can get the female perspective on. My girlfriend and I have been together for 3 years and have lived together for about 6 months. Everything is great. However, the other day she was using my computer and found something that I wish she hadn't. It was a video that an old girlfriend and I had made when we were dating. When I saw what it was, I immediately clicked it off after it had only been playing for the first few seconds, but it was clear what it was. My girlfriend wasn't mad at me for having made it or anything, but now I have a new problem. She said that she wants to see the whole thing. I don't think this is a good idea, but she says that knowing it's there and not seeing it is worse than just watching it and being done with it. So she said that she wants to watch it with me, and then that way she won't be thinking about it anymore. I guess she seems to feel that like it's worse for her imagining what's there instead of just seeing the whole thing. In full disclosure, it's about a 10-minute video of my ex going down on me, ending down on me with me giving her a facial. I wouldn't think a girl would want to see their boyfriend doing this with another girl, but she seems to be adamant that ignoring it after she discovered it is worse. I hope you could give me some advice, and I thought that this seemed like it might be a good topic for both your show and the Married Men. Have any of you ever made a video like this with a partner, and do you think it's a good idea for couples to in this day and age? And then what would your advice be for my situation? Thank you, Ben.
Well.
Oh, hey.
So I feel like I have a lot to say about this, but I don't want to
start.
I mean, I can, but I feel like I just read the whole long thing, so I can wait for somebody else to
respond first. I'll say something.
Okay.
Mine will be quick. That's what she said. no, I've never made a video like that. I don't have a problem with people making a video like that. I truly don't. I think that you should probably not do things like put it like on the iCloud or something, because you never know what could happen with that. But like, whatever, to each his own. And my advice to the situation is I would 100% be like your girlfriend, and I would insist on seeing it too. And that's just, some people process things differently. I process things by needing to know and see, so that way I can work them out. So I'm on team. If she's going to like be more obsessed with seeing it than having seen it, I think that you should just let her watch it. That's what I think.
Okay.
You
know,
yeah,
I'm
no,
like
I,
that.
I agree.
I would need to see it. I would obsess.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Do you want to go?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of the same way, because I have a really overactive imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm left to my own devices, like what I imagine in my head is going to be way worse. Like I'm someone that like you say surprise and I go to like, you know, 15. Like I just sail past what's like normal. So yeah, I would want to see it, and it'd probably be less insane than what's in my head.
Yeah, because I'm more like, I'd rather... it might hurt and I might, you know, be upset, but I can't process or accept or move on from things until I see everything, even like the nitty gritty.
Well, and I think it's easier to fight it.
I
think it's easier to deal with a demon you can see versus a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Here's my main thing. Like, she has no fucking right to see that, because there's another person involved whose consent she doesn't have. So if you guys want to have a conversation with your ex-girlfriend and get your ex-girlfriend's consent to watch essentially a sex tape with her, and she's cool with that, then sure. But otherwise, she has no fucking business seeing that. Like, if you made something with somebody and then you guys broke up, would you want that person showing it to their next intimate partner? I don't think so. Like, you know, that's
actually, I probably wouldn't have a problem with it.
But it's like, she already saw part of it. And my sort of thought is like, if you're really that concerned with someone else seeing it, then like when you break up, you should both mutually agree to delete it or get rid of it so that it can't be seen by someone else. Like, if you aren't comfortable with it. And also, if you're not comfortable with it getting out there, you shouldn't make it in the first place. I think that's sort of that's fine. But I think my own personal opinion, like if you're going to be sensitive about the possibility that someone might accidentally see it someday that you might not want to see it, then that's something you should consider before you make a video like that in the first place. Just so.
Yeah, it's funny because I actually would be like, yeah, so what, bitch? Like, look at this. Yeah, Go ahead. That's just me.
Which is odd coming
from somebody who just admitted they were uncomfortable being naked in a locker room. I recognize the hypocrisy there.
it's a wavy line, not a straight one.
Apparently. That said, I wouldn't want it to like get out on the entire world or on the internet or anything if I ever did something like that. In full disclosure, I have never done anything like that. I'm even skeevy about, you know, pictures or whatever. So
personally, I don't really do pictures of video either, but like definitely nothing wrong with that. And I I think that what's problematic about being like, well, if you don't want it out there, then you shouldn't make it. I think that's like a little bit too close to then sort of like shifting the blame on you for making it. Like when I'm thinking about like, you know, like the Jennifer Lawrence stuff, and everyone was talking about like essentially like blaming the victim. And it's like, no, like actually it's something like somebody actively went out and
tried to. But that's a little bit different.
But to be fair,
that is a little bit different, but
I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying in this day and age, like that's, we've seen it time and time again that this, it happens. Yeah. It's a possibility. So it's something you have to consider. Like that's one of the reasons why I wouldn't do something like that, because
fine.
There's, you know, there's no guarantee that it would stay safe.
I mean, I'm not saying that you're victim blaming at all. I'm just saying that like, that sort of like heading down that, like towards that avenue. And so that's why I'm not comfortable making that argument. But also, I mean, the guy had it on his computer and his girlfriend was snooping around on his computer. Like, I'm guessing it wasn't saved to his desktop as like sex tape with ex-girlfriend. You know, she was doing a little bit of snooping and she was looking around. So maybe change your password on your personal computer. But I mean, again, like for me, if she really wants to see it. And I mean, you say that, Ben, you say that maybe like she wouldn't. You don't think that she would want to see that? Maybe she would. Like, maybe it would actually get her off. A lot of people like to watch, but whatever. But it's not hers to. It's not hers to see.
I see your point.
She could make one with you. And also, I also really like don't understand this idea of like having to get over what happened in the past, because like that's your past. Like that. Does she get to see? Like all of your partners that you had in the past, and like. Is she going to be imagining these scenarios with all of them? Do you want to like see all of, I don't know. It's just weird. It's like, it's the past. Everyone has a sexual past.
Except it's not the past, because he still has it on his computer. So it's still there for a reason.
Yeah.
Like if it was in the past, I mean, you break up with somebody, you generally tend to give them their things back and get rid of all that stuff. So
every single thing every letter they ever wrote you, every picture you have of them, like, I think it's okay to keep mementos. It's like, it's part of your past, which is part of what makes you who you are. I think it can still be part of your past and you can still own it. Like, you can still have on your, not saying that you should be like watching it every night before you go to bed, but like.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's necessarily what we're arguing here. I think it's more a matter of, I don't think she's judging him. I think she just needs to.
Because it's like, why does she need there?
To see it
like,
though?
She's already seen part of it. She's already seen part of it. Like, she knows what it is. It's just a sort of like, okay, this is what it is. This is your past. I can see it. Great.
Exactly.
It's done. We can move on.
I can see you have this intimate moment with this woman whose consent I don't have to be watching this.
Maybe he does.
No.
Okay. Text the ex and say, hey, yeah. she wants to see this. Like,
would you be weirded out if I showed it to her?
Then
there you go. Would that change your opinion if he did?
That's fine. If the woman in the video consents to it, then by all means, like, go ahead and watch. And either it's gonna weirdly turn her on, or it's gonna be something that she then obsesses over because she's already obsessing over it, and
she doesn't know what's in it.
Exactly.
He can just tell her, hey, I came on her face. Like, do you really want to watch that?
If somebody told me that, I'd be like, Yes, I do.
Yeah. Kyle, I'm with you on this. It's like seeing it is always way better than
to me, yes.
Like what your imagination forms.
Well, I will agree with you there. That's why porn exists. But I just like I would like for this poor ex to have a say in.
Okay, well that's a fair point.
That is a fair point.
But all right, moving on. do we want to take a pee ad break since we're got really 1.5 emails left?
Yes.
Sure.
/ refill break, which is really, I don't need to pee. I just want to refill. Okay.
Yeah.
All of the above.
All right.
I could get some water.
All right. So you may or may not hear an ad right here. And we're back. Everybody has full glasses and empty bladders, which is really the point of all this. So I think we have one final email that matters. And then we have another one from some douchebag named Shut Up Tim. So maybe we'll get to that. I don't know.
Might go by the way of health benefits of alcohol. We'll see.
I think we'll have time for the health benefits of alcohol before we have time for Tim's email. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the next email says,
and it's from anonymous.
Yes. This person is asked, to remain anonymous. And they say, "Hey, ladies, first of all, I absolutely love your podcast." Oh, thank you. "And it's one of my favorite parts of my week." Oh, double thank you. "Hopefully I'll be able to keep this email short-ish, but my apologies if it is not. I've been meaning to write in for a while now to get your ladies' advice on my situation. And since I have exhausted all my friends for their advice, I thought it was due time to get some almost cougar advice." Ha ha. Nice. So, here's my situation. In late May, my good guy friend from high school, whom I had lost touch with since, reached out to me and we started hanging out again. Quickly, it was like we were best friends once again. It was great to have him back in my life since he was always such an amazing friend and one of the few people I felt like I could truly be myself around. Around the beginning of August, my friend had asked me if there was something going on between us, to which I quickly said there wasn't, and that we were just good friends. Of course, that idea was stuck in my head, and I started to think about it more and more. In high school, I was never even remotely attracted to him and strictly saw him as a brother to me. But he had definitely matured a lot since then, and I had to admit that he was much better looking now. Everything went on as usual, though, and we kept hanging out more and more. I started to notice things, though, that gave me the impression that he liked me as more than just a friend, i.e. he called me when he needed to go to the hospital. He would apologize for delayed responses to texts, as well as other things that he didn't need to apologize for. He would compliment me a lot more, etc., etc. Around the end of August, we actually ended up drunkenly fooling around, LOL, and made it clear to each other that we both just wanted to stay friends so that it wouldn't be weird. We kept hanging out and talking as usual without the fooling around until the end of September, when we started fooling around again. Even though we established then that we just wanted to keep things casual, it has been the complete opposite of casual since. We talk and hang out even more. We don't always fool around when we hang out. We have lengthy convos about life, the future, etc. We buy each other little things, coffee, food, etc. We dance, kiss, make out whenever we go out. We're always the first person either of us talks to when we need to talk to someone. Also the first person both of us want to tell good news to. We've taken care of each other when we've been sick. We make each other extremely happy, and we both push each other to be our best selves. All of our friends have always been rooting for us and are always trying to push us together. So it is also obvious to them that it is more than casual as well. So at this point, I obviously have feelings for him, and I'm 99% sure he has feelings for me as well. And so now I'm just stuck with how, if, when to talk to him and figure out what is going on now. I'm definitely terrified of getting hurt, and I know that he is scared that things would change between us since he somewhat recently got out of a relationship. Would pretty much be the exact same if we got together. I just don't think he realizes that, and so that's why he hasn't said anything to me sooner. I am also mostly worried that if I talk to him about it, that it'll just make things weird between us, as if he doesn't feel the same way and our friendship will go away, which I really don't want to happen. Please let me know what you guys think I should do / how I should handle the situation, because I've absolutely no clue and I've gotten a lot of mixed advice from people. Thank you, ladies, and keep up the great work."
They're like Jim and Pam.
They are.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So you need to get drunk dating and kiss.
I know.
After an office party. This, I was
like, you just explained a really healthy relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are totally dating. Yay. So just like, I think you should just talk about it to him and
yeah,
and make that official, because like clearly you're dating. You're already dating.
You're doing all the healthy things just without the, you're missing one key
title.
Element of communication is the, yeah, the establishing of the thing.
And I know that that's actually like the scariest part with any relationship, right? When you need to talk about something that you're really afraid might not go your way, but all the signs are pointing to it being your way. And, you know, even if he freaks out or something at first, because it seems like, you know, he's a typical like blockhead dude in that regards, you know, that might, you know, don't fret. Like, he may just need time to process, like, oh yeah, duh, I'm dating you. So, you know, talk to him about it. If he needs some space to kind of like figure shit out on his own, give him that space. It doesn't mean that, you know, you fucked up, you blew it or anything like that. Like, everybody comes to terms with like life in their own way, but it definitely sounds like you guys are dating. I mean, you're
And I mean, not for nothing, like when he brought it up and you know, when she was sort of like, oh no, I mean, we're totally friends, he stuck around. So, you know, I think
Jim and Pam
if he had the same response, then you know, you need to kind of do the same.
It's and not like you kissed him and then he moved to a different company in a different city just to get away from you, and then started dating Rashida Jones, and then came back and was still dating Rashida Jones, but really had the hots for you. I mean, it's not like that. So,
I mean, but come on, it's Rashida Jones. I would date Rashida Jones.
I would as well.
Yeah.
Man, so now we need to get Liza Whale, or however you say your name, aka Paris, and Rashida Jones.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is like the one with all our girl crushes.
Episode title.
All right, I will put that to the list. Put that on the list.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, he's probably thinking the exact same thing and like not bringing it up for the exact same reasons as you. And so, you just need to acknowledge that.
Yes. 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 Yep. All of the yes.
Yeah. Because, yeah, you're pretty, that is like the definition of like a healthy, stable relationship. Like, you're doing all the things.
All the things.
You're doing all the things. And if you make each other better selves, and like, that's it. It's stick a fork, slap a label on it. You're a couple. Mazel tov.
I have a proposition for Anonymous. I believe if you are active on the social medias and are so inclined, you can send me, Amanda, and Shandy a private Facebook chat message, like a messenger thing. If you need any like direct advice while your conversation is about to go down, and we will totally offer our services to help walk you through it.
Oh my God, we will totally be your Cyrano de Bergerac.
I was going to say we'll be your Yentas, but I like yours better.
Thanks, sophomore year English.
Thanks, community theater when I was 15.
What, Fiddler on the Roof? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yes, I am. But no, seriously, that I just volunteered you guys. You can't say no now because you'll sound like dicks. But seriously, are you, if Anonymous wants to reach out and have us help her with specific details of the situation before she's going to have that talk, will we hold her hand through it?
Yes, we will.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Form a girl power wall or whatever. I don't know.
Yes.
Pantsuit up, girl. You can do this.
Pantsuit up. Oh.
Oh, good times. Oh, I feel so excited for what's about to happen, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yay. This next email is titled Shandy. Hey, have Shandy talk about her crazy mountain experience and what it was like being in a homemade reality show and how it felt to win against a bunch of high schoolers. Also, that hat. Is this spam? It feels like spam.
definitely feels like a bunch of gibberish.
It really does. Seriously. I mean, there's literally capitalizations all over the place. There's no punctuation. I think that a Russian prince might have sent this email. So I'm just going to mark it as spam and clear it out.
Great.
Great. But for the record, I love Shandy in that hat. So fuck you, whoever sent that email.
Oh, I don't love that hat.
What hat are we talking about?
The picture that was posted in the Jan Jack main Facebook group today of Shandy.
Oh, that was you?
That was Shandy.
Yeah, it doesn't look like me. No. The thing that seems so random. It's like, oh, that's why Tim posted that. Yeah.
You mean the Saudi Arabian prince?
The Saudi Arabian prince. Saudi Arabia. Yes. Exactly.
But I think that's kind of it for this week's episode. We managed to keep it timely, which means it should be out at a reasonable time.
Which means that you can listen before we have our brunch.
Yay! Right? If you've gotten if you've gotten this far, you already have, so thanks. At this time, we want to say a special thank you to some of our patrons, and that would be Eckhart Rickner, Tag from Tokyo, and Molly, who I think we are, for now, calling her Molly the Millennial for A, alliteration, and B, she admitted she was a millennial on the live patron hangout. But I should probably message her and see if she still wants to be called that. Just because you're defined by something doesn't mean that defines you and you should have that nickname. So, yeah, Molly, sorry if you didn't like that this whole week and I'm finally getting around to being like, maybe she doesn't want the millennial tea. Who knows?
If you don't like it, then this is the last time you've heard it.
Yes. But thank you for that. Again, if you want to consider becoming a patron and just, you know, helping support us, and it's really all it mainly is supporting. Like, I don't like the donate or the pledge word. I know that, you know, it gets tough to say these pitches sometimes, but like it really is just supporting the show. So there is, you can go from anywhere from a dollar to a gazillion dollars. There is going to be some patron only content that is coming out over the next month in the downtime. You guys all owe Shut Up Tim a big thank you because it was originally supposed to be $5 or more, and Shut Up Tim is really advocating for it to be all patrons, no, from, you know, 1 cent to a million cents. So stay tuned for that. He really is going to bat for everybody. But the first thing is going to be an Inside the Podcaster Studio segment that Shut Up Tim is producing. Jay is going to be the first guest on that, and then I think, is it Amanda or Shandy? Which one of you is representing
Amanda?
Us? That's what I thought. Me. So then it's Amanda. I'm excited.
What a
too.
Sucker! I'm super boring.
Nah.
Oh, I doubt it.
Nah, we got plenty of stories to tell. You've got plenty of stories to tell. I think maybe. Matt from Walking Dead and Sports Talk is one of them, and Nick? Is it Nick? Mike? Mike Bloom. Mike's doing one.
Oh.
So it
that
should,
guy.
I know. So this should such be fun. I think we're also working on something that Shandy refuses to do that we're all going to have to
suck up and do because it's fun.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything for this idea. Team you can literally building. Just sit there and drink wine. Like, Amanda and I will team steer building. The ship. Just be there. Just be there with us.
I can show up and drink wine.
Okay.
Perfect. Done.
Just be a name on the roster.
Yep.
Yes. We're totally cool with that. We have zero problems with that.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. We'll even, if Tim makes fun of you, we'll even tell him to shut the fuck up and go home, bully.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We do not tolerate bullies.
We don't play. But anyway, on that note, yes, stay tuned for that. Oh, champagne brunch.
Yep.
Likely tomorrow if you're listening to this, or it happened yesterday. Depends. But it's going to be Saturday the 3rd. Depends. Also, what I need frequently. Saturday the
They're you want to know what kind of underwear I wear?
I don't
yet. Same as Zachary.
I also wear Lightning McQueen pull-up diapers.
You wouldn't think they made them in adult size, but you'd be wrong.
Yeah, you'd be wrong. But actually, mine have Jessica Fletcher on them, not Lightning McQueen. That's a Cars reference for all of you kids, people without kids.
See, I never get the references, so I don't know if it's
Cars,
like an adult reference or a kid reference.
Frequently. Okay. But anyway, on that note, ladies, it's been fun times. If you have a question that you need asked or you have any kind of feedback whatsoever, you can email us, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can call us. 331 Broad Street. That's 331-276-2373. And I said that without looking, so I hope that was right.
Nice.
Yes. I'm still not going to look. So Broad's 3 is right, though. So if you'd like to call, just look at your touch screen and figure it out. But on that note, I find it incredible that we've managed to record for under 90 minutes. And
yeah.
I hope you guys have a lovely Sunday.
Friday. Tomorrow's Friday.
I hope you guys have a good Friday. We'll talk to you all about Gilmore Girls and all that crap on Saturday.
Yay! So,
on that note, I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And happy December, everyone.
Yay!
It's officially Christmas season.
Woohoo!